Hey everybody, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and I want to take a second to welcome you to our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we're asking you today for a revelation of it. We're asking you today for grace and help to receive it and to put it into practice and to see it work and produce results in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled The Dream Killer. And we're going to be talking about walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. You know, recently I had the Lord say to me that the flesh is a dream killer. It will kill every dream that you have. It'll kill every dream that God has for you. You know, in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, in the easy to read, it says this, "I say this because I know the plans I have for you. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you a hope and a good future." And so you can see from that verse that God has dreams for us. God has plans for us, and they're good plans and good dreams. And friend, if you and I walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit, it will destroy every one of those dreams that God has for us, and we will not see those dreams and plans come to pass in our lives. And so let's go over to Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to look there at verse 16. And it says there, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And so we can see from that verse that you and I are supposed to be walking in the Spirit. Now, what does that mean? Well, walking in the Spirit is doing what the Holy Spirit is leading your spirit to do. You know, in Romans 8:14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And then in verse 16, it says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit." And so the Holy Spirit communicates with our spirits. And to walk in the Spirit is to live your life in such a way that you are doing and following what the Holy Spirit is leading your spirit to do. This is walking in the Spirit. Now, right in line with that, you and I are not supposed to walk in the flesh. Galatians 5:16 again says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, what is the flesh? The flesh is human nature and its desires. The flesh has to do with sinful impulses and carnal cravings. The flesh is earthly nature of man apart from divine influence. And so when you're talking about the flesh, you're simply talking about man without God. That's what the flesh is. The flesh is man without God, and it's the way a man will live who is not being influenced by the Spirit of God, the flesh. It's the way a man will live who's not being influenced by the Spirit of God, and that man will live being governed by his sinful impulses, by his carnal cravings. The flesh is the earthly nature of man, the human nature of man apart from divine influence. Now, Galatians 5:19, it gives us some of the works of the flesh, or things that you will do when you're walking in the flesh. And it says this in verse 19, "The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication." Fornication has to do with sexual sin. "Uncleanness." Uncleanness is talking about moral uncleanness. "Lasciviousness," that means no self-control. "Idolatry." Idolatry has to do with you and I having an excessive attachment and reverence for something other than the Lord. Witchcraft has to do with the use of drugs in one form. Hatred deals with hostility. Variance deals with debate and strife. Emulations, that would be jealous indignation. Wrath, strife, seditions, that means division. Heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. Revelings is just letting loose, or you could say drunken partying. Now, all of these things are the works of the flesh. In other words, when you follow the flesh, when you walk in the flesh, these are the kinds of things that you will do. Now, when you are walking in the flesh and being governed by the flesh, you are doing the opposite of what the Spirit of God would have you to do. In Galatians 5, verse 17, it says this, "For the lust of the flesh..." Now, don't be confused by that word lust. It means desires. "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh." And so anytime you're walking in the flesh, you are doing the opposite of what the Spirit of God wants you to do. To walk in the flesh is to fulfill the desires of the flesh, and those desires are always contrary to what the Spirit of God would have you to do. Now, walking in the flesh and living by the dictates of the flesh, this is how the world lives. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3, it says, "Are you not yet carnal," which means fleshy, "and walk as mere men?" Now, the BBE says it like this in that verse, "Are you not still walking after the way of the flesh, even as natural men?" And so when you're talking about walking in the flesh, you're talking about living the way the world lives. And that's how they live. They're not being governed and led by the Holy Spirit. Their lives are being governed and dictated by the desires of their flesh. Now, in Ephesians 2:2, it says this, "Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind." And this is how the world lives. This is how you and I lived before we got born again. Following the desires of the flesh. This is how the world lives. This is how you and I lived before we got born again. Now, I want you to notice in that verse that to follow the desires of the flesh is to actually be following the enemy. That verse said this, "Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." And so when you're walking in the flesh and being governed by the dictates of the flesh, we are actually following our enemy. And so, friend, this should be giving you a clear picture of what it means to walk in the flesh. It means that you are being governed by the dictates of the flesh. It means you are fulfilling the desires of the flesh. And that means that you are not doing what the Spirit of God desires you to do. And to live like that is to live the way the world lives. And to live like that and to walk in the flesh is to follow the enemy. And so, friend, there are only two ways that you and I can conduct our lives. We can either walk in the Spirit or we can walk in the flesh. Now, Galatians 5 is written to the church. And so he's telling Christians to walk in the Spirit and don't walk in the flesh. Now, would you have to tell Christians that? Would you have to tell us, you and me, hey, don't walk in the flesh, walk in the Spirit? Well, apparently you would, because God had this written for you and I. And so you can be a Christian who walks in the flesh, who lives their lives yielding to the dictates of the flesh, or you can be a Christian who walks in the Spirit. And friend, if you want to enjoy the reality of the good things and the good plans and the good dreams that God has for you, then you must walk in the Spirit. You can't walk in the flesh and enjoy the good things that God has prepared for you. And here's the thing, the way to not walk in the flesh is to simply walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 again says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so if you and I do walk in the Spirit, come on, we won't be walking in the flesh. If we are following the promptings and the leadings of the Holy Spirit, then we won't be following the promptings and the leadings and the desires of our flesh. And so you might be saying, well, how do I not follow the flesh? How do I not walk in the flesh? It's very simple. If you will follow the leadings and the promptings of the Holy Spirit, then you won't be following your flesh. And so friend, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be learning about walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. And here's the good news. When you and I walk in the Spirit, that's when we will begin to enjoy the good things, the good plans, and the good dreams that God has prepared for us. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, the flesh is a dream killer. And if you follow the flesh and walk in the flesh, it will destroy every dream God has for you. Number two, we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And then number three, there are two ways you can conduct your life. You can either walk in the Spirit or you can walk in the flesh. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today for the ability and the grace to walk in the Spirit and not be governed by the desires of our flesh. And Lord, we're asking you all this week on the broadcast for revelation of how we can walk in the Spirit, be led by your Spirit, and not give in to the desires and the dictates of our flesh. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled The Dream Killer, and we're going to learn more about walking in the Spirit and not walking in the flesh. We'll see you then.